So we begin with breaking news this hour and reports that Ukrainian soldiers are pushing into the southern city of Kherson. That's after Moscow announced it had pulled all of its troops out by Friday morning. It was the only regional capital Russia had seized in this war. Ukrainian soldiers have been seen raising their flag, but an official in Kherson says many Russian troops remain and have changed into civilian clothes. People outside the regional capital have welcomed Ukrainian soldiers. Kyiv says its troops have retaken 12 villages as they move towards the city. Earlier, a major bridge crossing the Dnipro River in Kherson was destroyed by shelling. This was the only crossing between the city and the Russian-controlled eastern side of the Dnipro River. Well, we're in Russia and in Ukraine. In a moment, we'll be getting the view from Moscow with Mohammed Val, but first to Ased Beg in Klepaya in the Kherson region. So, Ased, it does appear now like Ukrainian troops are in Kherson city. What can you tell us?
Well, we haven't had any official confirmation yet, at least not from the Ukrainians, that we have seen video on social media with Ukrainian troops marching through villages and towns that they've taken back, being welcomed by residents there, waving Ukrainian flags and hugging them and cheering them on. We've also seen video footage of residents in Kherson raising the Ukrainian flag on an administration building as well as a police station. But we haven't had official confirmation. Now, obviously, you've just mentioned the collapse of that bridge, and that the Russians have blamed the Ukrainians. But also, they've been talking about damage to one of the gates to that dam further up river. Again, the Russians have blamed the Ukrainians. Now, Ukrainians have also been saying that the Russians have destroyed infrastructure in that city of Kherson in terms of the sewers and television station, as well as other vital infrastructure. But we haven't had any official confirmation. But still, the war is not over. The battle is not over. We've had officials say that some of Russian soldiers have changed into civilian clothing and have taken up positions inside the city of Kherson. The defense minister has said there's still 40,000 Russian soldiers in the region of Kherson, and they continue to target Ukrainian troops as they advance from the east side of that Dnipro River. So, yes, the Ukrainians look like they are marching towards that city. We haven't had any official confirmation about them actually taking it over, but they're still coming under fire from Russian forces.
All right, Ased, thank you very much. And yes, all eyes remain on this strategic city. Let's take a closer look at Kherson. Moscow's defense ministry says Russian troops have withdrawn from the city, moving across the Dnipro River. They're now based on the eastern side of this natural geographical barrier here. Let's bring in Mohammed Val in Moscow. Mohammed, what is Russia's defense ministry saying about this that can only be called a defeat?
Yeah, Cyril Igor Konashenko, the spokesman of the Ministry of Defense, he said that at 5 a.m. this morning, the Russian troops completed their withdrawal from Kherson. And he said that no soldier was left behind. No civilian who wanted to move to the eastern side was also left behind. No piece of equipment was left behind. And this is very, this is like a very different situation from what happened in former retreats or withdrawals that Russian troops conducted during the, you know, after the defeats they received in other parts of northeastern Ukraine. So the Russians at least can boast that they have they've had an organized retreat from that area. They know what they are doing. They are defending the lives of their soldiers, as they said. And they think this is a good strategy for the moment, but also they keep Kherson under their gaze because it's not very far from where they are stationing their troops now, only across the river, and they are capable of maintaining a barrage of shelling on any location in the city of Kherson and around it. And he said, the spokesman of the Ministry of Defense, he said that they kept the Ukrainian troops far from the city of Kherson, about 30 to 40 kilometers away. And apparently Russia has this strategy to keep that area under bombardment for the future.
I'm Mohammed Val reporting from Moscow. Thank you very much.